Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card.
Hi, Phil Henry here at 1-800-449-8686. It's Friday night. That means Joe Dickhead's NFL picks are ahead. Also, Daryl Weber with his funky chicken cacophony and liquor jamboree. And also a visit with Art Bell this evening. He'll be on with General Johnson Jameson. And some very strange things indeed on that segment of the Phil Henry Show. And, of course, the Art Bell impersonation is an impersonation. It is not purported to be the real guy. We don't want you to think it's the real man. And in point of fact, Art is a very nice man and probably wouldn't give a crap and that I not disclaim it, but I do because lawyers, yeah, well, it's a forget it. Anyway, we want to mention that to you. I also want to mention one other thing to you, and I did at the outset of the show. We'll revisit this now, and that is the Atkins diet and where I am on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, four. Day four of the Atkins diet. As you know, this diet does not allow you to eat that much by way of carbohydrates. That's the whole thing with the Atkins diet. We spent an hour talking about it earlier in the week. We got kind of giving you a primer on it. So you can only have 20 grams of carbs a day, max, for the first couple of weeks. And you can eat all the protein and all the fat that you want, which is exactly what I've been doing. This morning I had three sausage patties. I made bacon and eggs for the kids. Maria made a huge meatloaf the other night. She made chicken cacciatore last night, which I came home to. Outstanding. And you have to understand that this is a woman who bought into the whole low-fat thing her entire life. So it completely goes against everything that has ever meant anything to her to be sitting there and eating bacon. She don't eat bacon. She will not eat red meat, even though she realizes that this diet doesn't differentiate between red and white meat. She still can't bring herself to eat that crap. She eats chicken. And she'll always eat chicken. She's always going to go that low-fat route. But we've got cheese and meat and all of this stuff in the house that we eat. Now, I have been on this since Tuesday. When I weighed in on Tuesday, I was at 242.5 pounds. We bought one of those electric scales. Maria went out and bought one of those electric scales. 242.5 pounds. I began with my protein. And I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you and be very honest with you, it's a little dull. I do miss eating an apple, just an apple for God's sake. Now, I know you can have up to 20 grams of carbs. I think one apple is 20 grams. That shoots your carbohydrates for one day if you eat an apple. I miss that. I don't miss the rice and the potatoes so much as I miss the fruit because I used to be a huge fruit eater. I eat apples, I eat oranges. You can't have those hash browns with the eggs. All of that stuff. No rice. I used to eat brown rice. Love it. Love Spanish rice. So forget it, you know. And it does. It wears on your nerves a little bit. When was the last time I had an apple? Mike, I ate them at home all the time, man. My engineer's looking at me with the most incredulous, scrunched-up face you ever saw. You look like that guy who coaches the Raiders, that Gruden. Just, what? Yeah, I eat apples all the time. I get those Braeburns. I love those Fujis, those Galas. Man, I love them. That's why I'm a fat pig. You got it. Apples. Well, are you guys laughing at me because I like apples all of a sudden? What's so funny about that? I like to eat apples. Yeah, right. Okay, so I'm a freaking apple polisher. Green? No, not green. I like red. Red apples, real good. How about them apples? Yeah, sometimes those Granny Smiths. Nothing wrong with that. I like them. So, anyway, I can't eat them anymore. So anyway, started at 242.5 pounds on Tuesday, stepped on the scale today, 249 pounds. I've gained 6.5 pounds. So I'm on the phone with my wife today. I'm driving into work, and I said, I don't know what the story is. Either the scale's wrong or this diet is not right for me. There is no middle ground. You know, and I'm angry. You know, I'm irritated because I haven't had any, you know, good fattening food lately. And I quit smoking 3-4 weeks ago. I don't even remember when I quit smoking. My mind, has it been 3 weeks, Mike? My mind is shot. You know, I can't think clearly. Everything, I'm disoriented from all of this. So this diet doesn't work, or there's something wrong with the scale. Either, and you know what? I even look bigger, according to Crozier. Thanks for that. He holds up a sign and said, you know, you're looking bigger, too. You know, so there's nothing right. There's nothing right. I look in the mirror, in the kind of the rearview mirror, kind of doing that Frankie Avalon driving into work. I go, Jesus, are you ugly? Oh man, yeah, trying to wet down those eyebrows that stick out like I'm a Cheshire cat. So anyway, I've put on 6.5 pounds. How did that happen? I got no clue. Now, I told today, I said this to Jennifer, Big Jen Keller. I say that with all due respect, Jennifer. She slimmed down very nicely. She's on a different diet. She's on the Lindoro diet, which seems to be doing very well for her. She looks tremendous. And I said, I don't know what's going on. Well, your biochemistry changes, and you have to understand that you're going to go up and you're going to go down, and you put on, you know, a couple pounds. She said, when did you weigh yourself? Well, right after lunch. She said, what are you, an idiot? You don't weigh yourself right after lunch. I weighed myself this morning, and I believe I was at 244, and I didn't like that, so I thought, well, maybe the diet's taking effect today. You know, maybe something's kicked in after lunch. I weighed myself after lunch, 249 pounds. What does that mean? I ate 6 pounds worth of lunch? Jeez, God. I've never had to live this way before in my life, but that's what happened. So I said, either we get a new scale or I got to get off the diet. So poor Maria, and baby, I'm sorry. I'm a nervous jerk. Keep the scale. I'm sure it's fine. I'm sure that it's fine. I wanted to throw that thing out the window. I wanted to take it outside and drive the car over it. Keep the scale. I'm sure that it's okay. I'll go maybe to Sears and try to get one of those doctor scales. You ever seen those with the moving bar thing? Yeah, the weight. I'll set that up in the foyer of the house. I'll set that up right there at the front door. Come on in. Would you like to weigh yourself? See if that works. So it's quite a grind, and it's a interesting process. And guess what else? I, after getting off the scale and seeing it was 249 pounds today, I came to work. I tried, you know, I was on the diet. And finally, I was sitting here, I don't know, a few hours ago before we went on the air, and I said, you know, screw this. I'm going to go have myself some, I'm going to go eat some birthday cake, which is exactly what I did. I ate a big chunk of birthday cake, I had a carton of milk, and I had an apple, which is probably amounts to about 200 carbs right there. And you know what's tough? And I talked to a few people, that's what you do, you go off it every now and again. So I think I'm still on this diet, but if I don't start seeing some results as of next Tuesday, because it'll be a week Tuesday, what's the point? And poor one of the kids, Alex, you know, one of our younger guys, he's on a diet. He says to me, yeah, the damn thing says that I'm up 8 pounds. What's up with that? Even he said he had put on 8 pounds or something. So he was bumming on that. So we'll have to take a look and see how things progress next week. I'm sure somewhere along the line there's a happy medium. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting too panicky. Maybe what, am I supposed to slim down? I'm hearing all these stories about a guy losing 30 pounds in 3 weeks. Why shouldn't I believe in it? So I went off it, and is there anything funnier than a guy who is spending 3 or 4 or 5 days talking about being on a diet, and then maybe on that fifth day you wheel around the corner just long enough to see him digging into birthday cake? No, there isn't anything funnier than that, and that's why Terry Ray Elmer, as she wheeled around a corner today, going into the producer room, saw me after all of my proselytizing and all of my preaching about being on the Atkins diet. She saw me sucking down a huge chunk of birthday cake, and she busted out laughing uproariously. I mean, what's funnier than that? Some guy is saying, I'll tell you this, Atkins, this is a great thing. I feel great. I feel fantastic. Day 5, the guy is eating cake, and he's shoving cold mashed potatoes into his mouth. Day 5, here's Phil on the Atkins diet, and I'm pushing mashed potatoes into my face. That's my life. It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. That number again. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Go to philhendryshow.com. Take a look at it. Tell me what you think. Not too happy with the website right now, but I know it'll get better. And I don't think I'm talking out of school when I say that there is a battle of wills at work, shall we say? The reason why I even direct your attention to our website is because we are going to have a link directing you as to how to buy the best of the Phil Henry 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. All proceeds go to my friend's place, a homeless center for kids, a resource center for homeless kids in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. One on Ivar and one off the Hollywood Freeway in California. And they do great work. And by God, we are so proud of our association with them. But right now, the only way that we can sell it online is through our site, philhenryshow.com. And we'll see what happens, okay? We're also going to have a signing on the 18th, 12 noon, Rock Honda in Fontana. I hope you can join me for that. We'll have live entertainment. Arizona Iced Tea is going to be having sales of beverages there for a dollar, and all the proceeds go to my friend's place. And I'm one of these guys, I read these polls, these year-end polls, these millennium-ending polls, or these decade-ending polls, is what's the best of the year, best of the 10 years, best of the 100 years, and I'm the only guy that takes them seriously. I realize why they publish these things, like Sports Illustrated has the world's greatest athletes in this poll. The world's greatest athletes, Sports Illustrated, for the 20th century. And I'm the guy that takes it seriously. I know that they didn't put this poll together to really truly find out who the greatest athlete is. They put this poll together to drive me ape. So I'm sitting there in my underwear at 2 o'clock in the morning going, Jack Nicklaus is the best individual male athlete. Why are they doing that? Why? And I'm Jim Thorpe. Okay. How do we know Jim Thorpe was the best athlete of the 20th century? I keep hearing about Jim Thorpe. They've got little documentaries about Jim Thorpe. They got a photograph of the guy standing there out on some Indian reservation. I don't know whether he was good or not. There ain't anybody I know who ever saw the guy run, jump, skip, hop, play a game of hopscotch. I know he did everything. He played pro ball for what it was worth. He ran and he said, hey, a king, to the king of Sweden. And that's then he came off the Indian reservation. I suppose that we accolade a lot of these, pardon me for saying this, perhaps more dubious individuals because he's a Native American and we got all this guilt. Well, you know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying that they don't okay, now I really dug the hole for myself. Ah, screw it. He's an engine. Jack Nicklaus, named by Sports Illustrated, the best individual male athlete of the 20th century. By the way, going back to Jim Thorpe, he died drunk. I didn't see that, Mike. You have the update on this? Oh, yeah, he died drunk, and that's cool. Thank you, Mike Crozier, for that information. Here's Fullerton on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Sorry, Phil, to bother you. I have a horrible cold.
How old are you? Do me a favor, will you, Mike? Honest to God, keep the emphysemic people off the air if you wouldn't mind. I'd really appreciate it, all right? It was a little bit of a problem we had with the past producer. I can't understand that lady if she's really got a bad throat. Okay. I'm sorry, dear. We can't take your call. I hope you understand. Nice talking to you. I said leave a line open for women, so Mike takes one from a lady who's 90 with emphysema. Thanks a lot. Here's Orange on the Phil Henry. I know, I'm being cruel. Well, I wouldn't have to be cruel if I... Anyway, Orange on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you? There's a young man there with good lungs. How are you, pal? Oh, hell, that's good.
I was listening to what you were talking about, the Atkins diet.
Thank you for being the one that listened to me.
And I just wanted to say, I think that that some of the things that you're eating are hiding carbs, and you're not aware of it.
What do you mean, hiding carbs? Well, now, what does that mean?
Okay, like you said, you had chicken cacciatore.
Yes.
Okay, that has onions and tomatoes in it, correct?
Yes, it does. And I remember reflecting as I was shoveling it down, onions and tomatoes. However, you are allowed 20 grams a day.
Yeah, but one onion, one half cup of onion is like 36 grams of carbohydrates when it's cooked.
I think you're right.
And then tomatoes itself, whenever you cook a vegetable, it gets much sweeter because the sugars come out.
I don't know what Maria was thinking when she made that chicken cacciatore. I guess she was giving me a carbohydrate break or something.
Phil, it's
it had dried tomatoes in it, and dried tomatoes are even higher in sugar, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
So what
they
the hell? Why did I eat that? I don't know why I sat down and ate that last night. Why did she make it?
I don't know. She's your wife.
Is she trying to kill me?
She's not helping you on the diet that way.
I didn't even say anything to her about it. I should say something. Baby, are you aware that tomatoes and onions and all that stuff, what are you doing to me? Are you trying to kill me? So I guess I'll have to, I'll shovel that into the garbage disposal tonight.
It works, though, Phil. I lost 7 pounds in a week on the diet. And
I'm going on a week, and I've put on 6.
That's because you got tricked into eating carbos. Like, if you eat carbos... then your body isn't in ketosis. And the only way that you actually get on this diet and make it work is when you go into ketosis. I mean, you read the book.
Ketosis being when your body starts to burn the fat instead of the carbohydrates, absolutely.
It becomes a fat-burning machine. And
right.
What you were doing early, like you eat the eggs and the bacon and the sausage, no problem.
Yeah.
Have a steak, have fish, have chicken at dinner, but avoid sauces and vegetables. And I swear, you do it for 1 week and you will be a true believer.
What about birthday cake?
No, birthday cake does not count.
Oh, come on.
Let me ask you a question. Did you
birthday
pick up...
cake is very high in protein, I understand. Go ahead. What? What were you going to say?
Did you pick up the quote-unquote piss sticks that they have?
I don't have the key. No, I don't have the keto sticks yet. That gives you the indication when the body starts to go into ketosis by peeing on the stick, right?
Right. And
okay.
That's what's the coolest thing about it is that after about 4 days when I just, you know, had steaks and eggs only.
Right.
I noticed that my body, you know, the color changed on the stick. And as far as I know, there's no scientific way to know that you're actually burning weight except this way.
Gotcha.
You know? I mean, it gives you a telltale sign that your body's working to burn weight. My dad lost 20 pounds in 3 weeks. I run about 260, 265.
This is what I mean. This is what's frustrating. You guys are losing 20 in 3 weeks. Another guy loses 30 in 3 weeks. And Henry puts on six. But
that
you're telling
cacciatore
me...
killed it,
that you're telling me that cacciatore... As I was eating it, I was thinking, I think there's something wrong here because I'm eating dried tomatoes and onions on top of the chicken, and there's a sauce, and what is... I didn't even stop to question it, though, because I thought, well, Maria knows what she's doing.
Were you hungry, like, 3 hours later after that meal?
Well, 3 hours after that meal, I was in bed. But I was dreaming of a sauce. I was dreaming of swimming in some kind of a sauce, so... Or maybe I was just dreaming.
If you keep trying at it, it'll eventually work for you. It's just one of those things you gotta... You said it yourself earlier. It's absolutely bizarre not being able to eat. I mean, I'm Irish. I love potatoes, you know?
All right, pal.
Take it
Thanks
easy,
for the good word,
yourself.
Man. I appreciate that. Sauces are the best part of the meal, according to Mike Crozier, our engineer. He could just eat sauce and be happy. And what do you weigh, about 140? 150. This guy's 6 foot 150. You're exactly the size. How tall are you, man? About 5'10"? You're exactly the size that I was at your age. You know, I was as skinny as you. When I was 31, I was about as skinny as you. And then all of a sudden, I blimped out. It had something to do with finally getting laid. Anyway... Yeah, you can't. Thank you very much for that. Crozier's sitting there scratching his head and going, Jesus, you at 150? Get out of here. What are you, nuts? Jesus, it's like the guy's going to go, he's going into ketosis just thinking of that. He's going to lose weight just thinking of me at 150 pounds. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка.
Hi, Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Anaheim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Hello?
Yeah, hello, Phil. Hold on. I have to tell you, I'm getting cleaned up a little bit right over here.
And you're getting, I'm sorry?
I'm getting cleaned up a little bit.
I don't know what you mean you're getting cleaned up. Did you just eat here or what?
No, I'll tell you. Right there, sponge, right there. I live alone, and I have an attendant, someone who helps me, so, yeah.
What is going on, dear? Did you want to talk about the topic, or?
I do, but what happened was that I never miss your radio program, and you had me laughing so hard that I blew a little bit of mud. Can you sponge it over here? And anyway, I wanted to comment on.
I don't know what you blew. All right.
No, I wanted to comment.
What is there? Somebody wiping you up? Do you need to call back?
No, it's all right. Okay, let me get. Hold on. He wants me to get up so he can get the seat.
You laughed so hard that you blew some mud.
Hold on.
Oh God.
Okay, Phil.
Yeah.
When you're on a diet, you have to understand one thing. It's very important. to hydrate yourself. That's very, very... Hold on.
Yeah.
Thomas, I left a trail there from the kitchen.
You okay?
Yes, I'm fine. You have to hydrate yourself. It's very important because the muscle tissue retains the water. I'm awfully sorry.
No, it was just a very unusual call.
Well, you had me laughing so hard, I just shot all over the... Okay.
Well, ma'am, if you need to talk to your...
No, I just... I don't need any more cream of wheat. Obviously, you can see what that did. Yeah. All right. So...
Okay, I need to let you go, if you don't mind.
Well, Phil, I really want...
I apologize for that. I don't know. Here is Newport Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Hi, Newport Beach.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
How are you, ma'am?
You know, I'll tell you, you kind of burst my bubble because when I listen to you, I hear a thin person. So I know there's a thin person underneath all
there
that.
There is
fat.
There's a skinny guy here. I grew up, I was skinny as a rail in high school and through my 20s.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. Did you ever take into consideration that you just quit smoking 3 weeks ago and your metabolism changes when you smoke?
That's absolutely true.
Because I'm still thin. I'm certified as a personal trainer, and
cool.
I was always between like 98 and 101 pounds. And when
good
I quit smoking, it was about 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I went up to about 118, and that's a lot of weight for someone who's used to being 100 pounds.
100 pounds.
I did not adjust the way I ate at all. It was the fact that I quit smoking.
Are you short? How tall? How tall are you? Yeah.
I'm 5'4".
Yeah, 100 pounds at 5'4". Well, you're tiny.
Well, now I'm probably about 114 pounds, but it's all muscle now because
okay.
I lift weights and stuff.
So
like
you gained 18 pounds. But God, I gained 30 pounds when I quit smoking the first time.
That probably is what it is. But
yeah.
The guy with the tomatoes, the chicken cacciatore, tomatoes and onions, big deal. The things you have to stay away from are starchy carbohydrates like corn, potatoes.
Right.
Stay away from rice, bread, corn, and potatoes, and you'll be fine.
They're really sweet. The carbohydrates and vegetables are really high in natural sugar or whatever, I guess.
Yeah, but the starchy ones are bad. It's like corn and, you know that book Sugar Busters?
Yeah.
It said corn is for cows and
right.
potatoes are for pigs. And that's
right.
what they fatten the farm animals up to feed us.
They're really sweet, yeah. And I know all of that because, believe it or not, in another life, I used to read up on good vegetables for keeping your blood sugar. In other words, there was a salad. I actually invented a salad that's a perfect blood sugar salad. I mean, it's got no lettuce in it, but it's got celery. It's got... cucumbers. I throw in some, avocado and red onion and what else? Like alfalfa sprouts and stuff like that.
You need the protein too. You have to have protein. So I also believe in the zone. You have to mix the carbohydrates. You can't just have a carbohydrate meal. You have to have a lot of protein.
No, I mean, but the Atkins diet is there's no carbohydrates in the Atkins.
I don't believe in that because I honestly.
Well, that's the one I'm on.
You can have all that cholesterol and be thin.
Well, you know what? There are people who are on that diet, and one of them is a very good friend of mine. He's been on the diet. He's lost 30 pounds. He went into his doctor. He had his triglycerides and his cholesterol read. And the doctor was like, you know what? I couldn't. I 20 years ago, I couldn't believe this was possible. But if it's working, it's working. His cholesterol is down. Triglycerides are down. Everything is down. The doctor's like, it's blowing his mind. But he's saying, I don't know how it's happening, but it's happening.
No, I know. I have talked to people, too.
Right.
That it does work for them.
Right. You know,
but
so.
I just can't imagine eating, you know, egg yolks are 6 grams of fat per yolk.
It's fat.
I can't imagine having a 3-egg omelet, which is 18 grams of fat right there. And
well, the whole
weight.
Thing, maybe
sense,
the.
But I guess it works.
Yeah. See, the thing is we got this whole thing about fat going, you know. And meanwhile, we got a multi-billion dollar sugar industry in this country that literally has got its product placed in just about everything. A can of spaghetti sauce, a can of chili.
Everything's loaded with sugar.
Everything's loaded with sugar, and nobody questions that.
Well, that's
nobody
what makes
says
fat is the sugar that affects your insulin and it just the way your body reacts to that.
Mm-hmm.
But are you exercising at all? Are you doing anything?
Yeah, I do. I do walking and stuff with my wife. Where we live, there's a whole bunch of hills, you know. So we do that. Although I didn't do it this week, and I should get back on. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I probably should be doing, but it just kind of freaked me out going up 6.5 pounds in 4 days after starting this diet.
Yeah, but that's the cigarettes. I swear to God, it's the cigarettes.
Maybe I'll start smoking. Thanks, you talked me into it. I'm going to go have a cigar.
Well, I'm really, I never thought I'd call you, but I'm so happy to talk to you. Crack me up. And the other night, I was driving to the desert for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
And I was with this guy that I'm dating. I said, you have to listen to Phil. He's hilarious. And you were out at that guy's, you know, that
Jim Seal's Auto Farm.
Yes. Yeah. And I was going, no, I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this. So, but that's the one night that I listened to you with him. And I was going, oh, you've got to hear Phil. He's really great. So.
Well, I was going out to the desert that night, too. So, anyway, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Phil. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Bye. So what did that mean? She didn't like the bit? What is that? I don't want to hear this. What does that mean? You got to listen to Phil as soon as she turns me on. I don't want to hear this. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show here. Monroe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good. Fine.
Great.
My name is Amanda.
Amanda, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Cool.
I am on the Atkins diet.
You are, huh?
Yes, I am. I am 35 years old.
Yeah.
I am 4'11".
4'11"?
Yeah.
You're a little cute number, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're a bundle of joy and all those really boring platitudes that you got tired of hearing about 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't she cute?
45 Grateful Dead concert.
You know what you ought to do is just carry a big Smith & Wesson on your hip. See if they call you cute then.
I just bought me a new Harley Davidson, too.
There you go. That's the way to go, baby.
Yeah. Okay, but, you know, to the point.
Right.
I got on the Atkins diet October the 11th.
Are you in the Lollipop Guild? Go ahead.
155 pounds.
Right.
I'm down to 127 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, honey, at 4'11", 127, you're still pretty solid, aren't you?
Well, you know, 127 is kind of like I need to weigh between 100 and
between 1 and 5. Between what?
Between 100 and 112.
At 4'11"?
Yeah.
But well, you know what? You're doing great. No, you're doing great. You've dropped 155 to 150, almost 30 pounds.
Right, since October the 11th.
That's tremendous.
And I smoke.
Oh, God.
I smoke I smoke 2 packs a day.
Well, that's why what the last lady said is probably, I got to start smoking again.
Well, no, let me tell you what you need to do.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, are you on the Atkins?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, celery.
Celery is the way to go. I was eating some celery today sitting at the computer feeling lonely and sorry for myself.
Okay, that's good for you.
Right.
Okay, lettuce. You need to eat lettuce.
Lettuce?
You said that you didn't eat much lettuce, right?
No, I didn't because I thought that was like a carbo buster.
No.
Uh-huh.
You see, on the Atkins diet, you can, you know, right now I'm on like the pre-maintenance. You have 4 stages of the diet.
It sounded for a minute there like you said you were on milk duds.
On what?
You're on the what? You're on the pre-maintenance?
Pre-maintenance, yeah.
Okay.
That means that I can eat like... This morning when I got up, I ate like 4 eggs, sausage.
I'd love to sit and watch you eat breakfast.
Oh, girl. I'm telling you.
I bet you it would be awesome.
I mean, I love to eat.
God damn. 4 eggs. You know, honey, you need to watch your language a little bit if you don't mind.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
You know, I'm just a southern rebel.
That's not a problem. You know, that's cool.
But, you know, I eat what I want to eat.
Yeah.
But it's on the Atkins diet.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm on, and
I dropped down. See, I was wearing a size 14, 16 pants.
4'11", huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm down to 7'8".
You got a man in your life?
Do what?
You got a man in your life?
No, I sure don't. Never been married. Don't have any kids.
Are you into that, or are you? Are you into girls? I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
No.
Okay.
No. I'm going to college.
Yeah, cool.
Master's.
Great.
You know, I've
Well, what were you doing? Amanda, what were you doing between, when you're in your early 20s, what were you doing?
Making pot and.
Just screwing around?
Going to school,
yeah.
Going to Grateful Dead concert.
Not doing crap, and now you're getting your life serious, huh?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's cool.
You know, I have my own business.
Good. What do you do?
I own a daycare and a tanning business.
And a what, hon?
A tanning, you know, like...
A tanning salon?
Yeah, I sure do.
No kidding.
Yeah, I sure do.
All those guys walking out of there with that unnatural glow, and that's because of Amanda, huh?
That's right.
I can't go to those things. I'm a fair-skinned Mick. You know, I got that...
Oh, you should come down to mine.
I'm a freckle face. I don't go to those things. I go down to your... Yeah, I'll go to pay you a visit.
I'm just, you know, I'm real short, you
sure.
know, and I'm, you know... I
bet you kick ass, though. I bet you kick some ass, though.
Damn right, I
do. Yeah, you do. You're running a business. You got it, huh?
That's right.
So this is Amanda, you guys. She's 4'11", and she's down to 127 pounds.
Right, since October the 11th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if anybody says that the Atkins diet doesn't work...
They can kiss your small little ass.
That's right, because I don't have one anymore.
Good. Okay, Amanda.
Thank you.
Good
so
talking
much.
To you, honey. We'll see you later.
You stick with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Nice talking to you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
4'11", 127 pounds. She's still got a long way to go. I mean, I'm with all due respect. But she was at 155. That's officially ball. 4'11 and 155, you're officially a ball. You're a medicine ball. And what was the story, that idiotic story that I heard years ago about the woman getting thrown off the roller coaster? And I won't say the park because I don't want to get sued, but I think we all know what which one I'm talking about. And anyway, she was thrown off a roller coaster. She had the restraining bar, but apparently she was so tubby and so round that the centrifugal force didn't work on her, and she got pitched out as it went around a corner. So in other words, it was going, wee! And she got just ejected like a BB. Just, she was shot out of the seat like a big fat BB. Just bang! And then hit a wall, went boomp, and then just slid all the way down the thing. Pretty rough. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Earlier today, here in Los Angeles, they found a luxury SUV parked at the side of a road, and in it was a dead body. And there was a series of news choppers hovering over the scene, and there were reporters on the scene, because apparently finding a dead body in a, I think it was a Lexus SUV, is an unusual thing. It was in Brentwood, right? And I sat there sort of incredulous, and I said, well, why? I understand there's a dead body in a car. I mean, it's not all that unusual for this town. Well, somebody said it might be a celebrity. And then I said, well, okay, now you got me. So, Mike, would you do me a favor, go and check and find out who it was? Here is Clearwater on the Phil Henry Show.
How you doing, Phil?
Good, sir. How are you?
Well, I have to say, it's a big thrill. I started listening to you when you were in Miami. And,
thank you.
I'm so glad to hear that you syndicated, and I think it's the most entertaining thing I've ever heard on the radio.
I'm really glad to be back in Florida, too.
Well, certainly glad to hear you here.
Thanks.
I come down from New York a bunch of times to Miami and Clearwater, and it's just my biggest thrill about being here is getting to hear you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you, you were talking about the Atkins diet. I've been on it for 2 years.
Wow.
Big advocate of it, live on it, basically, and I just have to tell you, you have to push on through. It's strange in the beginning,
yeah,
but you stick with it. And
did you get this phenomenon of gaining weight or seemingly gaining weight? Or?
Yeah, well, in the first week, I said, you know what, the first thing you have to do is you have to completely stick to it. You can't deviate from it at all.
Don't screw around. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
right.
You cannot, like, as much as a stick of chewing gum, you can't even go off it that much.
So many people have differing opinions on that, though. So many people, oh, come on, don't be that strict, and, you know.
No, you have to in the beginning. You got to completely stick to it, and it feels very strange in the beginning, and I certainly, eating, you know, eggs and bacon and cheese and steak and all that stuff, I felt, you know, just completely bloated, just completely fat.
Right.
And then, you know, after 2 weeks, I got on the scale. I waited 2 weeks to get on the scale, and I was down 7 pounds in 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now we're beginning to get some idea of how long it takes and what the, did you get on a scale any time before that, though?
No. I really just said, you know what, I want to stick with the program, and because I knew with other people that it had taken some time for it to work.
I think the mistake we made was bringing that scale into the house too early, because
yeah,
the kids made a chart and they want to chart it every day, and I shouldn't have said that to my wife. I said, throw the damn scale out today. I said, well, what the hell do I know? You know, I don't want to get on that thing.
You got to not worry about that, because that's
right.
That's not the deal in the beginning. But what else I can tell you is that I actually went to the Atkins Center and had a consultation and meeting with Dr. Atkins himself.
Really?
And had all my blood work done, and I'm just telling you, the same thing you were saying a minute ago, triglycerides low, cholesterol low, blood pressure down.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And you've got to understand, the diet was developed for people, you know, who were, he's a cardiologist, and he developed the diet for people who were going to die if they didn't lose weight and also get their blood work in order. So, you know, if you're borderline diabetic, if you have heart trouble, if you've got heart disease.
Well, what's this thing that I heard Coop, my wife said to me, C. Everett Koop came out today, and he said, or maybe not today, sometime this week, and he said, this is a bad diet. And they said, why? He says, because we don't know what's going to happen to these people in 3 years. Now, you've been on it for how long?
I've been on it for over two.
Yeah, he said, we don't know what the long-term effects of this is. I said, the book came out 20 years ago.
Exactly. He's been doing this since the 70s.
Yeah.
And you hit on it a minute ago. The diet industry, you know, has told us for so long that high-carb is it, high-carb is it.
Right.
And, you know, who do you think subsidizes grain and sugar production in this country?
Right, gotcha.
You know, so yeah. They don't want us to believe that, that fat is okay and cholesterol is okay. And part of the principle of the diet is that you're eating in the right combinations of food. And when the body encounters fat and cholesterol without a lot of carbohydrate, it knows what to do with it and just flushes it right out.
Well, thanks, brother. Good to talk to you tonight. Thanks
it
for
is,
checking in.
I just can't even tell you how much I dig hearing you. It's just a huge relief and pleasure to hear you.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
We'll continue.
Talk to you later. All right, bye-bye. So 2 years the guy's been doing it. So, all right, I'm feeling better now. So it's a great day. I put on seven. I'm on the diet. I put on 7 pounds, and I feel better about that. Irvine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Just wanted to say my husband and I have been on this diet since March.
Yeah?
And,
March.
Yes. I've lost almost 20 pounds. And both of our blood work from, we have the same doctor, and both of our blood work has come back perfectly normal.
You guys have lost 20 pounds since March.
I have, and my husband, I'm not exactly sure how much he's lost.
Have you been really strict with this thing?
Well, lately, no, because I'm pretty much close to my goal.
Yeah, okay.
But in the beginning, yes. And
How much weight did you lose, like, in the first couple of weeks?
Well, the first week it was 6 pounds.
Yeah,
and then it slowed up tremendously because I the less you have supposedly to lose, the slower it gets. But
you were on the diet strictly. You weren't eating any carbs. You were doing right?
No, really, because I was at a point where, you know, I was completely addicted to carbohydrates.
Yeah, of course, everybody is.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's just that. See, as you get older, your
so
body
you were
can...
yeah you were cheating a little bit.
When
you were first starting the diet?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, not when I... No, no. And I just wanted to say that things like sausage...
Yeah.
You mentioned you had sausage. That definitely has carbohydrates.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, because it's got a lot of filler and crap they throw in there, huh?
Right. And when you look at the packaging, I just want to make sure that people understand this. When you look at... It says total carbs per serving less than 1 gram.
Right.
Count it as 1 gram because it's probably...
But it doesn't Atkins say if it's 1 gram or less, don't sweat it? Doesn't he say that in the book?
You know, but everybody's body is different. And if you find that you have trouble, your weight is being stalled or you've gained a little, then there's certain carbohydrate products that, you know, I mean, that, there's certain products that might stall you.
Okay,
even
dear.
If they're low in carbohydrates.
Thanks for calling, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay, bye. I should take this call on 5? All right. Atlanta, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
How are you?
How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Phil, I was just listening. I just wanted to let you know, I've been on it since about mid-September, start of October.
Right.
And I gained 4 pounds the first week. I was on the scale every day and gained 4 pounds the first week.
Yeah.
But since that time, I've lost 35.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. I'm getting off
really
the birthday
good.
Cake
I'm
tonight.
I'm a believer in it.
Perfect. Thanks, pal. All right, throw the birthday cake out, okay? Well, give me another piece, then throw it out. We'll give the guys, give Terry Ray, give Jennifer a